It's fun to imagine the real lives of coming-of-age book authors. How much do they draw from their own experiences? And how much is based on wishful thinking or imagined worst-case scenarios? Does it really matter anyway, as long as the book is good? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick shares two new novels about family, faith, and growing up. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Jennifer Weiner's big, cozy 13th novel, Mrs. Everything, follows a pair of sisters named Jo and Bethy Kaufman from their childhood in the 1950s to just a few years ago, with an epilogue set in 2022. All of Weiner's familiar themes, relationships between women, the disappointments of romance, weight loss, feminism, Jewish culture and family life, weave through the book. And as in her 2001 debut, Good in Bed, there's a character inspired by her real-life mother who came out as a lesbian at 55. It is Weiner's most ambitious and serious book to date, exchanging the witty tone and one-liners of earlier work for a more earnest approach to social issues. We meet the four Kaufmans in 1951, standing on the curb in their new development, moving, quote, out of the bad part of Detroit, which Joe's parents said was crowded and unhealthy, full of bad germs and filling up with people who weren't like them. Dressed in their finest, they are gazing at a house Ken Kaufman labels the American Dream, though his six-year-old daughter Jo is unimpressed. This thing is no castle. It looks just like the boxy red houses in her Dick and Jane readers. Meanwhile, she is struggling with her itchy dress and wishes her mother had let her wear pants. As her mother tries to corral her into femininity, her father takes her to the baseball stadium to watch the Tigers. And everybody loves little Bethy, including rich Uncle Mel, who is about to cause some serious long-term damage. Familiar fashions, songs, news events, and fads appear as the 70s, 80s, and 90s whiz by. Both a Jell-O mold and the exercise videos of Jane Fonda play a role in the plot. Jo discovers her sexuality as a teenager, then has her first big love affair in college at the University of Michigan. Beth's path takes her through drugs and footloose world travel, stops at a hippie commune, and includes several surprises from there. Weiner's sense of the way life unfolds, combining conscious choices and reactions with random twists of fate, rings true. The unquestioned queen of summer beach reading is Johns Hopkins alum Ellen Hildebrand, who sets her novels on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. Her latest, number 25 or so, is titled The Summer of 69, which happens to be when the author was born. This time, her story centers on the blended family of Kate Foley and David Levin, a WASP divorcee and a Jewish doctor, and unfolds at Kate's mother's house on Nantucket. With her only son in Vietnam, one daughter protesting, one pregnant, and one pubescent, Kate finds herself drinking screwdrivers for breakfast. Her blue blood mother manages to wait for lunch. Everyone in the family is struggling. Blair, the eldest, is pregnant with twins, but worries that her astrophysicist husband is having an affair. Middle sister Kirby is the radical. After getting arrested and ending an affair with a married cop, she has fled the family and taken a job at a motel on Martha's Vineyard. Since 69 was the summer of Chappaquiddick, she is about to cross paths with Ted Kennedy and Mary Jo Kopechne. Jesse, the youngest, is being ignored by everybody except the very cute son of her grandmother's handyman. Hildebrand's novels are reliable as the tides on the islands she writes about. This is chick lit at its best.
The books are Mrs. Everything by Jennifer Weiner and Summer of 69 by Ellen Hildebrand. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.